96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Josh Donaldson, who's the Emporia State Director of Choral Activities. Fun activities coming up here this weekend.
All right, the fundraiser is coming up. Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good today. Thanks for taking some time to join us here on a Monday morning as we, march towards April, which will be here this weekend. And with April comes an Easter egg hunt with a twist for a fundraiser. What do you got going on?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have our annual fundraiser this Saturday, which is April 1st. And basically it is an Easter egg hunt made for older adults and adults in general. We're holding it at night. That's why we're calling it a night hunt. Last year we called it a glow hunt, and we had glow in the dark eggs, but we realized that having to put those little snap glow in the dark little snap things, I can't even think what they're called, that took a lot of time for us all to do, and we did not want to go through that again. So we decided, you know what, we're just going to make it a normal Easter egg hunt, but at night, just like last year. Bring your own flashlights, bring a basket. And we got, I think this year we have a ton of eggs that we are hiding this year. I think we counted right over 1400 eggs that we're going to be hiding.
Wow.
So yeah, we have a ton of eggs. They're all going to be filled with like candy, as well as we have some, local, prizes from business donations from local businesses. So it's going to be a good time. We start at 8:30 p.m. We're going to be in Peter Pan Park, and we're going to be starting at there's the gazebo and like parking lot off of Neosho in the corner of Neosho and Kansas Street. So that part of Peter Pan Park. It's our final fundraiser for the semester that we are raising funds for our D.C. trip. So we wanted to, just offer that again this year. People seemed to have a lot of fun last year, and we wanted to keep it going.
Outstanding. How did the idea come up for this?
So I actually used to do this with a friend of mine when I was teaching high school, and she had come to me with the idea, and she was like, hey, I think this would be something fun that people would enjoy. And I said, why not? And it was a hit in our local community. And so when I came here, I was like, let's just continue that. I didn't see anything like that in our community happening here in Emporia. So I said, we didn't know last year when we started it up if we would even have any interest. We thought, maybe, 20, 30 people will show up. And then we had over 100 people show up.
Yeah,
so we
great.
Were, it was great. And so, yeah, that's kind of how it came about, is just several years ago, and I decided to continue with it because it's just, I think, a lot of fun, because I think us adults like to have fun, and sometimes we don't, especially with the Easter egg hunt. It's like, it's always for the little, but sometimes us adults need some more fun.
Well, indeed. Yeah, Peter Pan Park, April 1st, that's this Saturday night. What do you say, 8:30 start time, Josh, and what is the cost to participate? What do you do there?
So our pre-sale is happening through Friday. So up until Friday, you can get tickets for $5. And you can get tickets at emporia.link, LINK/nighthunt, or you can go onto any of our social media pages, Facebook or Instagram, at ESU Choirs, and we have our links on our posts there. And then you can also just get your ticket the day of, and the day of sale is $7.
Josh, you mentioned here about the trip. Tell us more about kind of the timing for your trip and what you're going to do when you're out east.
Yeah, so our trip, we leave on May 30th, and we come back on June 3rd, so it's going to be after school has ended. Decided we just didn't want to do it in all of the craziness of the semester, that way we could really just kind of enjoy it. So, we are going to be doing a couple performances there in D.C. We don't know the venues yet. We're going to be doing a performing at one of the local churches on Black Lives Matter Plaza. And then our manager is trying to get us into the Kennedy Center, which would be really cool, but that is TBA. We have no idea yet. But something I am super excited about, that I don't think my students realize the kind of the gravity of it, we're going to get a master class with a very, very well-known and famous conductor right now. His name is Jason Max Ferdinand, and he is just a phenomenal conductor, and he has kind of his career has exploded the last several years, and he's going to be doing a master class with all of our students. So I am a huge fan of his, and so I am super excited, and I told the students, if you're not fangirling, I'm going to be the person fangirling in the room as he comes in, because I am so excited about it. Like, I literally cannot contain my excitement about it. So, but, you know, aside from that, we'll be doing a lot of sightseeing. We're going to since it's for the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, we're going to be going to a lot of different museums to learn more about African-American history for our students, as well more about Martin Luther King himself. It's really going to be packed full of just a lot of educational tours, as well as, I think, two or three performances.
What type of lessons, Josh, does a trip like this provide here? I guess maybe more non-traditional lessons, aside from the fact that you get a chance to perform before different audiences and in different settings.
Yeah, so really something like this kind of tour specifically, I think is offering a lot of educational lessons for our students of just diversity and more about the history, especially within our own country, with the African-American history that we don't really get a lot. And because, especially like in our choir, we're not super diverse. We're primarily white. And so this just offers us an opportunity to learn more about different people and their different backgrounds, so we can kind of become more informed performers and we can build more empathy and compassion. So that's really one of the biggest takeaways from this trip. And I think our students are really excited about that, just to be able to do something like that.
Outstanding. All right. Well, remind us here, Josh, about what's coming up on Saturday.
All right, so it's our night hunt, which is our last fundraiser for the ESU choir. It's going to be held at Peter Pan Park starting at 8:30 p.m. You can start checking in at 8 p.m. You can get tickets up until Friday for $5 at emporia.link/nighthunt, or you can purchase them the day of for $7 at Peter Pan Park.
And fun will be had by all. Well, Josh, we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great day. Josh Donaldson, who's the head of choral activities at Emporia State University, the Night Easter Egg Hunt, Peter Pan Park, this Saturday, Chuck.
Boy, going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget, too, that we've got 820, 840 interviews coming up all this week. And if you want one of the 840 slots, we've got one for tomorrow, one for Thursday. Let us know, 620-342-1400. Don't forget, our interview slate for tomorrow includes the Newsmaker 2 spot at 720, Connie Cahoon, the late preview on Hopapalooza, United Way director Mickey Edwards joining us for a campaign update at 820 for the Newsmaker 2 spot.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning sunshine and 30 degrees. It is 8:54.
I was shocked when I came to Emporia from my larger community back home to find that it was the same care and the same facility.